Good morning, praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm 142. A Psalm of David, a Mescal, a prayer when he was in the cave. Psalm 142. We thank the Lord for this morning that he allowed us to come together in spite of the heavy rain, but God brought us together to worship Him and to serve Him. Psalm 142, Psalm of David, I cry unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before Him. I showed before Him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knowest my path. And the way wherein I walk, have they privily laid a snare for me. I look in my right hand, and behold, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Let's pray. Let's cry to God. Lord, we thank you, God. We bless you. We trust you, Lord, that there's no man can help us but only you, O Lord, in this time of need, time of trouble, time of war, time of persecutors, time of false brothers, time of evildoers. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We adore you. We give you thanks for deliverance. We give you thanks for healing. We give you thanks for provision. We give you thanks for the salvation of Jesus. We give you thanks for your word, your promises, the gift of prayers. Oh God, for the Bible that's in our hand, that you give us direction with your teaching and your word. We thank you, God, and we bless you, Lord. We adore you, O God. Here we are, commit ourselves to save you wholeheartedly, Lord. We pray. We pray, O God, for our families and our lovely ones, O God, that we will reach them with the gospel of yours, O God, with the good news. We will tell them your great work for us. We will tell them, O God, what you have done for us, great things in the name of Jesus. Pray for your family and your lovely one to bring them to Christ. Oh God, we pray for our husbands, we pray for our wives, for our parents, for our children, oh God, the rest of our relatives, oh Lord, we bring them unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let the salvation flow, oh Lord. Oh God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We pray also, God, for our countries back home. We pray that your word will be preached and your word will bring revival and salvation and the people will come to know the truth. We pray, oh Lord, we pray from the places that you had brought us. We pray that we will preach to them your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. We worship you. Pray for your country. Pray for your family and your relative, oh Lord, that they'll be safe in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We adore you, Lord. We worship you, for there is no one like unto thee, oh God. We magnify your name in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Redeemer. Pray for yourself now. Pray for your need. Pray for the place that you are working. Whatever your need, pray for us. If you need job, if you need visa, if you need healing, finances, God is here. He will listen to your cry, as you listen to the cry of David. People, maybe many around you, but no one can help you except the Lord Himself when you come to Him in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We love you, Lord. We love you more because you have saved us from our sin. And we know, God, if you had given your Son to us, how much more you give us all these things that we need in our life, oh God. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. Lord, we thank you and we magnify you. We adore you in the name of Jesus. Pray for your company. Lord, you bless each and every one company, job, boss. You bless them, O God. You bless them, O God, so that your children, O Lord, they'll be blessed, O Lord. I pray for those who are giving their tithes and offering and the first fruit. I pray, O God, double their salary, triple their salary in the name of Jesus, O God, that they will know there's a great God who is a great, doing wonderful things in their life in the name of Jesus. Stretch out your hand and open your hand and satisfy your people with jobs, with visa, with healing, with a provision, with education, with wisdom, with the humility in the name of Jesus, with a plan and purpose in their life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. Pray now for your ministry. Tell Him, Lord, refill me again with the Holy Ghost. I want to serve you, God. I want to evangelize. I want to reach the lost. Oh, Lord, I want to give a testimony to others. Oh, God, lead me, oh, God, lead me. I want to serve you wholeheartedly. Oh, Lord, we adore you. We worship you, Lord. We magnify your name in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray for your blessing upon your church. Wherever your church is extended, I pray for all the workers in UAE, in Oman, in Kuwait, Lord, in also Indonesia. Oh God, in Lord, also in Sri Lanka, Philippines, India, Sierra Leone, America, Australia, wherever, and also in the Middle East, wherever your workers have extended with your church, I pray. You bless all these nations, oh God, even Malawi, even in Africa, oh God. We pray stability, oh Lord. We pray for provision. We pray for favor that comes from you. I pray for boldness also, God, that your word will be preached with boldness in all these places, oh God. Lead our brethren, oh God, those who have been few scattered, the few families, oh God, to persevere in their living, to be a good example to others, oh God. I pray for the government everywhere to be favorable to your people, even here in UAE. We pray, O God. We pray for favor. I pray also, God, for peace. I pray, Lord, against all the vials of the enemy to make war. We come against, we rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Snatch the wicked who cause the trouble from our midst in the name of Jesus and save us, O God. Save us, Lord, we pray. We pray for more spread of the gospel, O God. As we are refilled again with the Holy Ghost, we will go and serve you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. Lord, we dedicate our life to do we dedicate our life to do your will, O Lord. Hear our prayer. Hear our cry for mercy. And Lord, we pray. We pray, O God, for the worship today, O God. Anoint us, O Lord. Anoint us to worship you and to serve you and to do the things that you want us to do in the name of Jesus. O God, it's a time for worship. Let's stand and worship the Lord. We stand to cry unto you, Lord. Hear us, O God. Hear us and guide us to do the very work that you entrust us to do in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Come. Now is the time to worship God. This is the time to offer your life unto Him. Lord, refill me with the Holy Ghost to serve you wholeheartedly. Oh God, you make a way. Lord, we thank you. We adore you. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anoint us, O God. Anoint our worship, O God. Come.
Now is the time to worship. Come. Now is the time to give your heart.
Yes, oh God.
Yeah.
for the victory that you have done for us. We thank you for the cross. Yes, O Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Today we come to celebrate. We came to give him praise for all what he has done in our life. Amen?
Amen.
Let's clap your hand to the Lord. Yes, oh God.
Yeah.
and you are giving us even today against all the enemies, against all powers of darkness. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. We adore you, Lord. We love to serve you, God. I love to worship you. I love to serve you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you, O God. Here we are once again. O God, fill us. Come in power, Holy Spirit, and change our life. Change our heart. Change our plans. Direct us into the center of your will. In Jesus' name. Amen. Then, Lord, I love to worship you. I love to serve you. Lord, I love no one but you. Yes, oh God, thank you. Thank you for the victory. That all the way you are giving us.
Power, your
again with the Holy Ghost. Give us the spiritual gift that we need. And teach us your way. Yes, O God, lead us, O Lord, to the way that you want.
I'm divided on
us your way, O Lord. Touch your people today. Touch at ease and everyone who is here, and those who are in other places, that your message will reach them, O God. O God, we thank you, Lord, and we bless you for this wonderful day, this wonderful morning, for your church and your people, that you send your blessing and send your word, O God. We pray for your teaching, O God, the flow in our midst, O God, as we worship you in our tithes and offering, as we worship you in listening and obeying your word, O God, that you will be pleased with us and you will lead us into green pastures and you will give us success and victory as we abide in your will and your plan. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you this all. We ask and pray in His name. Amen and amen. Let us be seated in God's presence. Hallelujah. The Lord comforted us. He touched us as we worshiped Him. He revived us. And here we are today willing to bring to the Lord what is due to Him. The Word of God says in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And approve me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be delightful. For you shall be delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. As we bring our tithes and offering to the Lord, God will open the floodgates of heaven and bless us. Yes. And God will rebuke the devourer, and God will make it known that all the nation will call us blessed because we are a delightful, delightsome land. Let's collect our tithes and our offerings. Yes, O God, thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for all what you give us and you provide for us. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you, God. We magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we bring our tithes and offering, I pray that you will open the floodgates of heaven and bless us. You will rebuke the devourer of sickness, joblessness, troubles, fines, penalties, whatever. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus, operations, accident. You rebuke all, O God. And Lord, I pray that all nations will know that we are blessed by you. I pray, O God, that use this finances for your glory, even a small amount, but Lord, our eyes not on it, but on you. O God, you will provide. You do mighty, miraculous things in our midst. And Lord, even now as we hear your word, let us heed, let us apply, let us be doer of your word, of yours. We thank you, God. We bless you, give wisdom to those hands who will handle this money to spend it wisely, according to the will of yours, in Christ's name. Amen and amen. We continue today speaking about meekness. We sing and we pray, teach me your ways, O God. Meekness is power, and as we live in meek attitude, the blessing of God will be bestowed on us. Let's make a quick review of what we had learned about meekness. We get the example of the Lord Jesus Christ at the beginning, who made himself without title, and he took the form of servant. He delighted in the limitation and the infirmities of man.
He obeyed God the Creator. He came down from heaven. He obeyed the sentence of death, and even death on the cross, the same way for us. As we delight in no titles, as we take the form of servants we are willing to serve, as we delight being even a human with limitations, with weaknesses, with infirmities, with sicknesses, but still we delight to serve God and do His will, being obedient not only to the things we like, even to the things that we don't like. That is how meekness will be manifested, and God will lift us up, as God lifted up Christ and put Him at the right hand of God the Father. We come to know also about meekness, that we need to be willing to be associated with the people of low position, be willing also to forgive, to forget, be willing not to rejoice when our enemy falls down, also be willing to forgive and to restore when they repent and come back to the Lord. We discuss also the privilege of being meek. We come to know that when we are meek, we can receive God's provision. We can receive also God's guidance, God's teaching. Abundant blessing, we can receive peace also when we are meek. We receive joy. We receive God's deliverance. We receive also the gospel. God preaches the gospel to the meek. We receive salvation. Christ, God, crowned the meek with salvation. And we receive deliverance from the enemies in our troubles. And also we receive lifting up, promotion from the Lord as we are meek. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. We continue today speaking about meek. God, our Lord God is meek, Jesus Christ is meek. And He wants us to be meek like Him in the book of Matthew, chapter 11 and verse 28 to verse 30. Jesus say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Let's pray. God, thank you. Anoint my lips, O God. Anoint your word. Anoint the message today. Let your name be glorified, O God. I pray in the name of Jesus, the purpose of sending your word to us today shall be accomplished, that you will teach us your ways, that you will impart meekness in us, that you will understand the value of being meek. We thank the Lord and we bless you, Master. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Lord is meek, and you say here, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek. When we are yoked with the Lord, when we humble ourselves and become meek, we are yoked with the Lord. The Lord, in verse 28, He said, I will give you rest. Life is difficult and also trials. When we come to God, He will not only carry our burdens, but God also will carry us by His hands. In the book of Psalms, it says that, the writer of Psalms, he said that, I saw his footprint on the ground. He saw the footprint of God on the ground. But he did not see his own footprint because God was carrying them on. Certain time, God will not only carry our burden, but he will carry us also. Sometimes we don't know, we can't move. We don't have the means. But we can still also see that we are carried. And that's what Jesus said. Come unto me, all that you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. He will carry us. We need to learn from him. We need to see his ways. Every now and then, God will open our eyes to see his ways and how he wants us to act. And every now and then, he will do certain miracles. He will show us really that we need to surrender everything to him. And we should allow him to teach us his ways. In the book of Matthew chapter 21 and verse 5, our God, our Lord is meek, and he wants us to be meek like him. Matthew 25, 21 and verse 5. He say that is from the Old Testament, from the book of Zechariah. Tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. He describes the Lord, your Lord, the Lord will come to you. He's meek, and he is riding on a ass. He's not riding on a horse. Ass is cheaper than horse. Kings usually they will ride on horses. It has the meaning that because the horse will go to fight, the ass will not go for fighting. So we don't fight. Second, what you learn from riding on ass is cheaper than the horse. That's why when we move, when we live, we learn from the Lord that we need to choose cheap resources to sustain our living. We walk, we avoid riding taxis, we avoid expensive transport. We use public transports so that it will be less expensive. There was a trend, and still even till now, people when they have work, they will choose brand new car, and they will take loan. In order, they will ride the brand new car that they need to pay. They will be in debt just to ride. They don't like to ride us. They want to ride a brand new horse. But even you see here, look, your king come to you riding on us. That is part of our meekness. When we see cheap resources to sustain our life and our living. And that need meekness. God wants us to be meek. And God wants us to seek him. As we seek him, then we can see his meekness. As we are meek, then we are more able to seek him. If you are not meek, it's very hard for you to seek the Lord. That's why you need to humble yourself. And start to ask God and seek him. And as we had studied before, God will give guidance to those who are meek. Those who are not meek, the Lord will not give them the guidance that they need. If in his mind to ride a horse, and not in his mind to ride a donkey, then it is very difficult for the Lord to guide such person. In the book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, we must understand life from the scriptures. Why we need to be meek? Some of you will ask, why I need to be meek today? Book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse 3. Book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse 3. You may ask yourself, why I need today to be meek? Let me next year, maybe. This year, let me do what I want. Book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse 3. Seek ye the Lord, all you meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be you shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. He's telling them, start to seek the Lord, all you the meek people of the earth. Seek his righteousness, seek meekness. And what is the purpose of that? That it may be, you may be hidden in the day of his anger, in the day of his wrath. Every now and then, the Lord will rise up to judge. He will rise up to deal with wickedness. Those meek who have sought the Lord beforehand, who had humbled themselves, who have taken the style of the Lord in the life and living and took his ways, as they start to seek the Lord, when he will come with anger to judge, with judgment, they will be hidden, they will be spared from being hit by the wrath of God. That's why we need to humble ourselves today. We don't know what is the future. You know, we met last Friday, yeah? From last Friday to this Friday, there was dramatic changes or no in this world. There's much dramatic changes. Yeah? And we don't know what's ahead. But I know one thing, very sure, when we seek the Lord and become meek, God is rising up in wrath. God is rising up in judgment because his church become a harlot. And he will not spare, but he will hit. We will be spared when we are meek. When we are meek, we will be spared the anger of God, when he will rise up to judge. That's why he says, seek ye the Lord. Amen. All you who are meek. The meek, they can see God. They can see God better, easier. They're easier to guide it. Seek meekness. Become more meek. Draw more near to God. So why? God's wrath is coming to judge the wicked, to judge the unbelievers, to judge his church that's sinning against him. Let's move forward. Let's go to the book of Galatians, chapter 5. Book of Galatians. As we speak about the scriptures that speak about meekness, the picture will be more clear to you how you need to live your life and what is the benefit of to become meek and what is the application of that in your life. Book of Galatians. Chapter 5 and verse 22 and 23. Book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. Say, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, verse 23, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. Now here we can see the fruit of the Holy Ghost. There's love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, and one of them is meekness. If we want to enjoy the peace of God and the joy of the Lord, we cannot enjoy the peace of God and the joy of the Lord, but we are not willing to be meek, because the fruit of the Holy Spirit, they should be manifested all together, that all of them, they should be in harmony. We cannot enjoy love and joy and peace if we don't have meekness. And also, we cannot do good things, and we cannot show temperance and love for others if we don't have also meekness. And I believe also, sometimes we have faith and we have perseverance. We have patience. Sometimes we have long suffering with faith. But that cannot compensate the meekness that God wants to see in our lives. Have you got the point here? The fruit of the Holy Spirit should all be in our lives, manifested, and one of them is meekness. Our attitude needs to be truly changed so that we can enjoy the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We can enjoy love and joy and peace that is coming from inside us, outside, and we can also express faith, long-suffering, gentleness and goodness and good work toward other people. Let's also read Book of 1 Peter. First Peter, chapter 3. First Peter, chapter 3, and verse 3 and 4. Here speak about Apostle Peter speaking to the woman how to make themselves beautiful. He said to them in verse 3 and 4, who is adoring, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of a greater price. Here he showed them how the woman will make themselves beautiful, how they will attract their husbands. They become beautiful not by painting the face or painting the hair or putting expensive clothes or putting makeup, but they become beautiful when they put the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit. Man will be attracted, godly man will be attracted with the meek and quiet spirit of their wives. Meekness will make us beautiful and will bring more effect on our relationship with the people who are around us. We'll be able to be approachable as we are meek. Let's move to book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10. Second Corinthians, chapter 10 and verse 1. It's where Apostle Paul was appealing to the brethren. And if you will read it, we can understand how God really wants us to be, how He would control us to be meek and gentle in seeing things and handling issues of life and in our relationship with the people around us. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1, "Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence I am base among you, but being absent I am bold toward you." Paul here was appealing to them that they will consider issues and things by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. God really wants us to learn His ways. And life give us lessons. His word instruct us, correct us, and show us how we live our lives. Again, our Lord is a meek, and He wants us to humble ourselves so that the fruit of the Holy Spirit we will enjoy. Okay? And also we can impart to others good things, and they will be also blessed and will be blessed. God's willing, we'll continue next Friday. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Let's all stand. Thank you, God. Thank God for reminding us of things that you want us, Lord, to do. Thank you for the scripture that show us how to be meek and what the value of being meek and how to apply these things in our lives. Continue, Lord, Holy Spirit, to watch over each and every member, worker. Tell him, Lord, watch over me. Teach me always how to be meek. Remind me, O God, to deal with this issue with the gentleness and meekness of Christ. Lord, tell him, I seek you, I seek righteousness, and I seek meekness, so that in the day of your anger, I will be hidden and I will be protected. Teach me your ways, O God. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for your word that you give us. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Redeemer.
Teach me your way.
Let me this our prayer.
Oh Lord, my God, and I will walk in your truth.
Teach me your ways, O God. That came, Lord, from a pure heart, that they want undivided heart, fully committed to you, away from worldliness, away from naughtiness, away from sin, away from wrong motives, selfishness. We rebuke it all in the name of Jesus. I pray you help us as we humble ourselves before you, Lord. Hid us in the day of your wrath and your anger, O God. Lead us, God. Lead me, Lord, in the way of righteousness. I seek you, God. I follow your ways. Purify my heart. Cleanse me always, O God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your word that you give us. Remind us always, and let be fruit in our life, here and other places. Take the message that you have been preached, O God, to the places that you need your word to reach them. We thank you, God, and we bless you. That our brethren who are here, satisfy them, provide for them, and those from other places who hear the message, O God, provide them with sustenance and good health, provision, inspiration, vision, hope and love, future and prosperity. Thank you, God. Lord, we commit ourselves to continue to serve you until you come and take us with you to heaven. We thank you and we bless you. This all we ask and pray in this name. Amen.